and welcome back to the Glasgow Warriors Squadcast, the official podcast of Glasgow Warriors. Thank you to everybody for tuning back in once again. Hope you've all recovered from Murrayfield on Saturday. Murphy, shall we just get that out of the way first?
Try.
Yep, done. Right, moving on. We're back in URC action this weekend. It's Origins Round here at Scotstoun. Doubleheader for you with our men's and women's teams. Our women taking on Brighton Thunder in the Celtic Challenge kickoff at 4:30. And our men taking on the Dragons at 7:35 at Scotstoun. Murphy, again, previewing that one. How good is it to be back at home, first and foremost?
Very good. It's been, since, what, 3-4 weeks since Toulon?
It's our first league home game in 2024.
Now, that makes it sound like it's been ages, but we obviously played Toulon here.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, it's going to be a good game. I think Dragons' last game was a thriller. But we also found out in the defence preview that we conceded the most tries from Dragons last season as well. So we've got to be on tip-top form to make sure that we keep them at bay.
Well, one man who will be hoping to be on tip-top form on the pitch on Saturday night.
Always is.
Indeed. Back in the building and back fully fit, I believe, as well. Jamie Dobie, welcome back to the Squadcast.
Thank you very much. Good to be back.
Duber.
Just give us a bit of a line, because obviously the last time we saw you in action was Ospreys, November.
Yeah, correct. So down at Ospreys, unfortunately, fractured my fibula just at the end of the first half. So underwent surgical procedure and completed my rehab probably about 3 weeks ago. Yep. So I've just
been... Blames the scrum for breaking his leg.
You're not wrong.
Bad guy. He's a bad guy.
Back row shouldn't ever be that close to me.
Jamie, just do better.
But we joked around a bit. You've almost come back at the wrong time from a Glasgow point because you were fit and ready to go the week after Toulon.
Yeah, exactly. Which... So I think between me getting injured and getting fit, there was a game every weekend bar one.
Yeah.
So there's probably 9 or 10 fixtures in that. And then the week I was fit was the week after Toulon. So yeah, exactly. I've kind of been fit for a few weeks now, but there's not been any game. So... Excited to hopefully be back out there against Dragons.
You've not been kicking your heels either. You've been out obviously with Gregor Townsend, Scotland squad, in the lead up to the first two games of the Six Nations. Again, just tell us about how that was as an experience, obviously out in Spain for the first couple of weeks, first week, and then the two games with Wales and then home against France at the weekend.
Yeah, exactly. So as you said, I've been lucky enough to be in training with the national team, which I suppose was great as the sort of point that I needed to get some rugby sessions into me was the point Glasgow were having some time off. So if I hadn't been, I suppose I would have just been running with the physios and S&C here at Glasgow. So it was perfect to get back into camp, get some actual rugby training into me. And obviously, yeah, it's always good to be involved in that and see what's going on. So as you say, spent a few days in Spain and prep for the Wales game. And yeah, I think it's been a good start to the competition for them. So.
And back in here. Start this week?
Yeah, back end of last week. Actually had a couple training days here at the back end of last week and then this full week here. So we've got a few boys back in the building from National Camp, which is always good.
Okay, you missing the Netflix cameras?
No, I don't think they'll feature me once.
Well, but
the radio. That's why you're on here.
We'll seamlessly segue into back at Scotstoun. Obviously, a couple of announcements this week already. Gregor Hiddleston's first full-time pro deal announced on Monday. And then Gus Fraser.
Wee Mad Gus,
as you so eloquently put it on social media earlier on.
Yep.
Murphy, we're going to seamlessly segue into a discussion about Origins Round by going back to the fact that you and Gus obviously grew up together, played together with the Eagles. Just give us a bit of an insight into A, how big a role the Eagles played for yourself growing up, and B, what was it like to run around with Wee Mad Gus, as I think we're potentially going to now try and make stick by the sounds
of
it.
Wee Mad Gus. No, it was obviously at the moment it's awesome seeing Gus like getting that contract renewed and him staying here for longer. So more time to spend with him, and obviously we've spent the past, I would say, I'm gonna put a number, I'd say 19 years I reckon I've known Gus for. I've come from playing tag from the age of like 4 or 5 and then now obviously playing together here. Still yet to play together, I think.
I know he said that today, he was up for press today.
Yeah, yeah. Still yet to play together. I'm working on it. Don't worry, Warren Nation, we're getting there. But yeah, like going through the years of doing, we literally did everything together in terms of like rugby wise. We did all the Dundee Eagle age grades, we had trips to Stornoway, with Highland, all those trips as wee kids. And we went to France, one to Lille actually, to do a wee tournament there. And Gus was always my captain when I was a kid, mainly because his dad was a coach. And Simon was his, Simon, his name was. So yeah, Gus, yeah, it's cool. But like I said, we did academy stuff, we did age grade stuff, and we're obviously now here. You live with me for a good amount of, I'd say two and a half years when we first moved to Glasgow. So yeah, I'd say I know Gus pretty well, and obviously, yeah, like I said earlier, it's amazing to see him extend his time here. And yeah, Origins, Dundee Eagles. We played with Dundee HSFPs as well, which is
easy for you to say.
Yeah, which is also linked to Dundee Eagles. So it's yeah, it's a very Dundee orientated combination, I'd say.
Well, and amongst the Dundee chat there, you did also mention Highland, which again is another seamless segue into our other club of origin chat. Jamie, Highland yourself.
Yes, Highland's where it all started for me. So I must have been 9 or 10 probably when I first went along to Highland. A bit older than Murph, but
lead developer.
Yeah, I was big into tennis then. So one of my friends, or a couple of my friends, played down at Highland in the minis. So I love pretty much every sport, so I thought I'd give it a go, and played for there for a couple of years, just doing the sort of Sunday festivals, the trips, playing Ellen, Stirling, all the teams up kind of north.
Caledonia, I think is the official region. Yeah.
Caledonia. But yeah, so love my time there. And then
did you come across Eagles?
Nah, I don't think they mix the levels too much.
Dundee were probably too good for you. Be a battering if they played you.
I'm just going to sit here quietly and let you guys sort it amongst yourselves here. It's fine.
Gus and I were chatting about it today at lunch. We're trying to find the original Dundee Eagles jerseys that we had as kids, but I'm pretty sure mine was at home. But we were saying how, like, we're reminiscing pretty much about how there were thick, thick cotton shirts.
Yeah.
And they were also extremely thick because they're reversible.
Nice.
So I was saying to Gus, we're going to try to find them, but also I'm going to try to find the company that made them so we can make like big ones for us.
I was going to say, man, I don't think this fit in you anymore.
No, I don't think it'll fit you.
Wearing your socks this weekend?
I'll be wearing them in the stand, yes.
Nice.
Yeah, I've got a pair of Highland socks sent down, so I'll wear one of them and then one of my school socks, Merson. So trying to represent both.
First.
Trying to represent both of my origins, I suppose. That's the two places I've played rugby before here.
Well, it doesn't have to be socks for yourselves in the stand, Warrior Nation. If you do have anything that you are planning to rock on Saturday, let us know. Fleece, hats, socks, scarves, T-shirts, if you're brave enough to wear them in February in Glasgow. Let us know who you're sporting, and we hope to see as many clubs represented as possible this weekend.
Question for you, the Noz.
Oh, here we go.
How many clubs
of
origin do Glasgow Warriors represent?
Well, it's funny you should ask that. They are now all available on our glasgowwarriors.org.
So what is it?
That's a great question. But we're going to move on swiftly because I don't have the number off the top of my head. But go and check it out. Okay, let's crack on with the squadcast. For those of you who are new listeners to the podcast, in front of Murphy there is the hat full of suggested questions for this week. We've got a couple sent in that aren't in the hat, but they are ready to be submitted and answered. Your job, Jamie, as you know, because you've been on before, is to pull them out, answer them as best you can, and make sure we have the traditional spike in listenership after the first however many minutes we've been recording. So, question number one.
Question one. Whose phone is most likely to go off in a team meeting? That's definitely happened before. I'm trying to think who with.
I was going to say, because we had this in a previous episode and we couldn't pick anybody that came to mind, and it literally happened the next day, and I was like, I wish.
Wish we'd record it now.
And now I'm struggling to remember.
You get made to feel very silly if that is the case, so it doesn't happen very often.
Are you a lock your phone down as much as humanly possible?
Yeah.
Like, airplane mode turned off.
Mode. Yeah.
Nice.
In the locker area. Land braces. Have you ever happened? Has it ever happened to you?
Nah.
At all?
No.
I've seen your Apple Watch go off a couple. Well, not go off, but
other brands of watch are available.
Yep. I've seen it go off a couple times. Because they'll be in our neighbours.
Right. Talk to us a little bit about this as well. So we see this about in a team meeting side of things. When you've got the seating arrangement.
Yeah.
Is there some degree of hierarchy, or is it just whoever claims a seat first?
I don't think it's hierarchy. I think it's just what happens at the start of season, and then it's just like, what, humans are forces of nature's a habit, or whatever the saying is.
Yeah.
I'd say there's a wee bit of hierarchy. I don't know, a wee bit, not crazy. I just say the academy boys
some of the, yeah, exactly. A lot of the older, more experienced boys down the front seem to favour one side of the room. So currently, during international break, half the front seats, the left-hand side, are very empty. But, yeah, I'm not sure. There's no designed order to sit in. It just sort of happens.
I'd say we've got a strong row.
Yeah. This could be one of the greats. Yeah.
The all-time great rows.
It generally could be RT, myself, Dobby, Darge, Sintu, Nate, and JP solid. When he's there.
Does JP get the aisle seat because he's a foot taller than everybody else?
I think he does, actually. But if you had to make a team out of those rows, I reckon we could take on the whole team.
They're pretty handy, yeah.
Yeah.
You'd have a very distinct game plan by the people that are in that row.
Don't give it to Murph.
There are two people that are allowed to kick in that row.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what other rows would be. Well, Kebble would be having a tough time because it's just him, Shuggy and Franco that sit at the front on the left-hand side.
In fairness, though, you'd back that trio to get a job done.
Yeah. I won't say anything in case he's listening. Which you told me he does listen.
He does listen, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, do we have an answer for the phone off? I've just diverted off onto a tangent there. Do we have an answer for this one, or are we just going to wait until the next time it happens?
I'm going to wait. I don't know.
Fair enough.
Stay tuned.
I mean, we're not in tomorrow, but it might happen.
It'll happen soon.
Yeah, I know.
I'll stage it. I'm picking.
Okay, so next question comes from our usual supply of questions.
Rory.
How are you, Rory? Good to hear from you. You're actually a very apt person to get this one, Jamie. So inspired by...
It's about being small.
It's inspired by seeing Wee Nons in the back row against Wales. Who would you play where in an out-of-position Glasgow Warriors 15? Now, you can't pick Murphy at fly half.
1 to 15 or just like...
I think we'll just pick one person you'd want to see in a different position.
Cool.
But we might recycle this question a few times and see how we get a team going forward. So obviously, Jamie, you've got a bit of experience for playing quote-unquote out of position in the last couple of years.
Yeah, the backs have become a bit accustomed to covering a couple of positions with the 6-2, which is... So I don't know if I can count myself as out of position on the wing now. But
you are a winger.
Trying to think, if we're going to go something, say a forward in the backs or a back in the forwards...
It's happened.
I think one of the... Who's a good shout?
Demo at centre.
Yeah. Demo would be a good centre.
12 or 13?
12.
Yeah.
In 13 in attack, 12 in defence. If you can do that.
Nice.
I'd still love to see... Who's a quick prop? Dele's a quick prop. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
Dele on the wing.
Right, come on. I think there's maybe a few... Ahead of the queue in the forwards. We've had a few. Tom Gordon played centre.
Screamer.
For the Vipers, the A team against Stirling in last year's Super Series. And if you've not seen, he did score a worldie, didn't he?
It was superb.
If you've not, we can. Did he chip, I don't know if it can be linked.
Yeah.
Or did he just break the line then?
It was, both. Yeah. It is still available on our Instagram if you feel like scrolling back through our Reels history. Have a watch at some others as well because it gives us good viewers. But he's an absolute screamer. You're 100% correct. I'm pretty sure he chips over the top of his own brother as well at one point, which is...
That's one now.
Bragging rights.
Yeah,
bragging rights. Crazy.
Tom Gordon's a good show, actually. Murphy, you've obviously said Dele in the way.
If I had to be serious, I reckon Stafford McDowell at second row could do a good job.
Yeah. We've already thrown him up in the line-out a few times.
Well,
so, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't think he'll be very happy with you about that.
No, not at all, but... He'd do a good job. We're seriously struggling.
What about the lengthy,
isn't he?
Yeah, the 6-2 was breaking down hard, and we lost all four of the second rows, and probably some of the back rows.
Stick him in the boiler room.
Because Staff has scrummaged before.
Yep.
Zebre, last season he was behind me at flanker though.
What about the man to your left here? If he's packing down in the forwards, where are you picking him?
That's tough.
Don't worry, Jamie. I'm not going to ask you where you're picking Murphy in the box.
Dobie doesn't have the heart and desire to play in the front row.
That's
obviously lacking the strength, size, power. I mean, what the looks, the charisma. So I'm going to have to say, just chuck him at six, just hide him out of the way.
So rich. I don't know.
Me in the back line, where would you put me? I'm exposed every single place, so...
Blindside wing off.
Damage limitations here. Hide you. What about me at blindside wing last time?
I wasn't out in the training park. He hasn't stopped talking about it, so...
Should have seen me closing that door, and what's that thing you do?
What, the pendulum?
Is it a pendulum? I thought
backfield pendulum.
I thought that's like a thing of the past.
Yeah, well, that's not exactly what we run, but...
Yeah, pretty much I had it nailed. March is coming up to me with clips afterwards saying, well done.
So you're angling for a spot in the 2 on the 6-2 bench rather than the 6?
I'm angling a spot at 11 or 14, thanks, Craig. not the 2 on the bench.
Fair news. Get there. On that note. A lot of rummaging.
Another phone one. Who is most likely to leave the phone at home? It says from me.
I think it was from you. I think this is when we had our women's team on the back.
It says from me. I was like, what?
Nice, man. Good question.
Yeah, you submitted that one yourself. Well done.
Okay, fair enough.
Top work, Murphy.
Don't think in this day and age many people are. I know Matthew Ferguson's. He's, I think maybe my first year or second year, he slept in.
Yeah.
He forgot himself to get in the building in time. He's very turned up. I remember we were walk-throughs on the pitch, maybe an hour into the day.
Oh,
and
no.
He just strolls in.
I remember you were close. Did you just, a couple of times you literally said that you literally woke up and got straight into training?
Once.
Yeah.
Panicked.
Recently,
I think,
was not?
I can't remember when it was. Yeah. Normally, I'm pretty good with that. But there was one time, I think, I don't know if I got the timing wrong or my alarm didn't go off or I didn't snooze it or whatever. And I woke up probably
blind panic
20 minutes pre-meeting.
Hmm.
Lucky I live about 10 minutes away and made it.
Boomed it in.
Yeah, made it in time. But yeah, that's
probably. I remember seeing you so stressed that morning. I was like, you all right? And you're like, I've just come in. I've just woke up.
Yeah, I'm not sure who would be the most likely culprit of that, but...
I had a bit
of... Oh, Darji. Darji leaves his stuff over
there. Yeah, I was going to say. I've said enough about Darji on this squadcast.
But not since he's been Scotland co-captain, so feel free.
He hasn't changed. Well, hasn't changed in terms of that. He's changed big time. Like, he thinks he's a superstar. So, yeah. We don't like Darji anymore, guys.
I mean, I feel we have to clarify just for the record. We do. We absolutely do.
Speak for yourself.
we as in the Warrior Nation.
Yeah, the whole club. No, what was that? Yeah, I had a shocker. Was going to our club partner, David Lloyd, for a wee recovery session. And I was like, messaged the group chat saying, I'm going there. Boys like, yeah, okay, I'll join you. I was like, sweet. So I got my bag and stuff. The one thing I forget. A pair of swimming shorts so I can go in the sauna and swim. I had to go buy myself a pair of shorts from the shop.
Do you do that? That's commitment.
I'm wearing them after training today if you want to see them after a shower.
Nah, man.
Squadcast uncovered.
Yeah, they're hydrophobic.
Okay.
So repels water. So I was very interested to see how that worked in the pool.
How does it work?
I don't know. We just got wet, so I was like... Line to me.
It's not that hydrophobic then.
No.
Yeah.
But yeah, good value for money. They were on discount as well by £15. So
there you go.
Steal.
Murphy's now advertising swimming trunks. So
I wasn't. Yeah, but I'm going to leave the brand.
It's probably why.
Who's the teammate that never stops talking on the pitch?
Now we've got to have a new answer for this one because it used to just be Ryan Wilson every single week.
True. You have to speak a lot.
Well, by nature, a scrum half should. And does Gog, George Horan does a lot. Sione Tuipulotu speaks a lot. Like in a organization. Nah. Oh. Wow. All right, we're going that way. I was thinking a more organizational role.
I was gonna say you can definitely flip. You can definitely take this question both ways. Like,
are we talking in terms of talking
both
to the teammates? And organisational, Sione's very good at that.
And what about Chirpy? Since Wilson's gone, who's Chirpy?
I don't know. I've not really been out there that much this season to know.
Do you bat yourself to be Chirpy?
I just sort of stick to my...
Do your thing.
Stick to myself. I'm not really worried too much about
it. Come on, you know there's someone.
I know Sione does a bit.
Yeah.
But he's not so talkative. He's more just...
Just little key moments.
Yeah. Just dies.
That must be cool, like... Well, not cool, but like...
What, being able to...
A scrum set or like a line-out play where like the... We're doing our thing, forwards are like getting set for scrum or lining them all or something, and you've got all the time in the world to literally eye up your opposite man and say something to him. And just
surely it's the opposite. Surely at a scrum and you are head to head with your man, your opposite man. That's when you've got.
I feel like
not happened in the front row.
What?
Doing your chirps to your opposite man.
I feel like of the two of you, if there's any staring down going to be done, it's probably you, tight head.
Yeah, as opposed to
Jamie, who just stands like an inch away from a guy staring a guy in the face.
Yeah, you say that, but like half the time,
you're blowing.
Yeah,
aren't
you? Half the time, worried about breathing. But also, you're also worried about saying something, like having the bottle to say something, and then the penalty goes against you, and then stand up and look like an idiot. So usually, the chirping happens after
the scrum.
Like you'll notice Wombat, he's big. He's funny. Like he'll. If he has a good scrum, wins a penalty, he'll say something to the guy who's obviously just lost a penalty, and he's like walking backwards to his 10 metres away, and he's like, yeah, keep walking.
Good on him. That's how it should be. I'd expect it both ways.
Just like stuff like that. He just tells opposition that they're rubbish and stuff. It's funny. but yeah, so Batty does that a bit. But no, I'll think about it. I'll think about it. It'll probably go the opposite way and backfire, but we'll see what we can do.
From Murphy again.
You saw that I picked that out.
I did, yes, 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 yes. Yep.
Who is most likely to get lost in their own city? Great question.
Wonder who sent that one in.
Yeah.
I suppose you probably need to nail down whether you're talking the city you live in, so... Glasgow, or if we're talking Inverness for yourself, Dundee for you.
Did you get us lost in Inverness?
No.
For New Year?
No, I wasn't. I was completing some running at Highland Rugby Club.
Oh, you were as well.
Actually, so I wasn't there.
You were. We're looking for a food spot and we got lost a couple of times, but Dobby, you were away. You're right. I'm trying to think if anybody has got lost. I'm sure that, I mean, you can't count this as a home city for like
anyone gone missing on a night out of that?
I don't know. I feel like this is a loaded question.
I don't know. I'm just thinking.
You've got an answer.
So. No, I don't.
Mouth it to me and I'll say it.
I don't have one.
Okay.
Just trying to provoke.
Just stirring the pot. Yeah.
No. No, I don't know. I generally don't know anyone that would.
Who's dopey?
Who's most likely to? Alex Samuel?
Oh,
getting lost in St Andrews?
Probably. I know he's a very smart guy, actually,
yeah,
but
he's one of those.
He doesn't.
Book smart.
Yeah, he maybe doesn't.
He's tall enough that he can just look over the houses and see where it is. Right. In terms of like the foreign boys coming over here, I could for sure see JP or Big Nonce.
I imagine you just wouldn't know because he'd probably never say, but I can see him doing a couple laps around the West End trying to get home.
Yeah, for sure. Big Nonny, for sure. But then again, if he took you to his home city of, what is the home city in Tonga?
I do actually know this, he's told me, but I can't remember.
Well, I'm sure he'd be able to show us around. He was showing us some delicacies they made while he was back and for World Cup stuff.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, it looked really nice.
So what I'm thinking is Squadcast on tour.
I don't.
Everybody in at Tonga.
Yeah, the meats were different. They weren't just the usual.
Yep.
But yeah, he showed us, and I was very intrigued, shall I say? I won't think I will be dabbling, but yeah, Nons. We'll go for Nons with that. Big Nons, more specifically.
The food chat has started on a Tuesday, which usually means it's probably time to call the end to this episode of the Squadcast. Jamie, thank you again for sticking around. Murphy, as always,
yes.
Pleasure. And we will see you all at Scotstoun on Saturday night for Club of Origin night here at Scotstoun. as we take on the Dragons in the URC, preceded by the women taking on the Breath and Thunder in the Celtic Challenge. Tickets available at GlasgowWarriors.org. They are disappearing very quickly, so buy your tickets, wear your club socks, wear your club shirts, whatever you want to do. In the meantime, he's been Jamie Dobie, he's been Murphy Walker, I've been Craig Wright, and this has been the Glasgow Warriors Squadcast.
Bosh.